mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It's already Wednesday, the 10th day of November 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Well, George W. Bush is doing what he did at the beginning of his last term. He's pushing the free trade area of the Americas. He's announcing total, blanket, absolute, complete legalization of anyone in the country or anyone that can ever get here. And allowing companies to pay to bring in skilled and unskilled workers to displace all Americans, no matter what color you are. The polls in the high 80s against it. But hey, he pointed his finger at you at that press conference last Thursday, and he said, I've got a mandate from the people. Every time the press would ask a question, I got a mandate. Wow, you got a mandate. You mean a quarter of the people in this country supposedly went and voted for you, and it wouldn't have mattered because the other quarter voted for your cousin, who's for amnesty and everything else too. So, why conservatives are in shocked anger and we've been betrayed? You haven't been betrayed. He said he'd do this. And I predict they're going to pass the assault weapons ban after some shooting, and I predict he's going to sign it and you're going to feel betrayed again when he said he would. And you're going to feel betrayed with the Pan American Union and losing your jobs, and you're going to feel betrayed when you finally learn what it means to have a dollar plunging in value, and you're going to feel betrayed. But that won't matter, will it? Because the government has nice men in black ski masks with machine guns in the free country to make sure that you understand who the bosses are. By the way, a president has never surrounded himself with the military and police. At an inauguration, they announced over Monday and Tuesday that at the inauguration coming up next year, Lord Bush, our great leader, our maximum leader, our God King, will be surrounded by them, letting you know what the symbol of his power is, where his power comes from. And the troops will all stand up there smiling and happy. Thank you for injecting us with deadly experimental vaccines. Thank you for using depleted uranium all over Iraq, you and your father, and letting us breathe it, then not giving us treatment. Thank you. Thank you. They'll just gullibly sit up there like women standing around Ted Bundy giving him an award for helping women and women's rights or something. It's just too rich for me to handle sometimes. Well, are you saying Bush is bad? Well, Kerry's bad. They're both bad. Can you figure that out? It's like, well, Alex, should we vote for Bugsy Siegel or Al Capone? Well, you should vote for neither. Well, one of them's got to be better than the other. In fact, we're going to go to calls early in the hour. I did a lot of this last week and in the last few days. I've been going to calls usually by the end of the hour. But we'll go to calls in the next segment. If you'd like to comment on any of this, the battle for Fallujah, our troops have 70% of the city. And, of course, so we can get into the latest police state developments. There's so much to talk about. Any issue you'd like to discuss, I'd like to hear you talk about amnesty, though. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Also, Lord Ashcroft resigned last night. He'll be in there for a few weeks until his leader, his gracious leader, his great leader, we're talking about Bush now, the gracious, great leader, maximum leader, appoint someone new. It doesn't matter if it's Ashcroft or who else is in there. They're puppets carrying out an operation, bringing us into world government, completing our journey into abject, total slavery. So feel good about yourselves. Slap a I support the troops sticker on your car. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 10th day of November 2004, now well into the second segment. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. Coming up in the second hour, we have Patricia Springmeier coming on, wife of Fritz Springmeier, who was falsely arrested, falsely charged, falsely convicted, and put into federal prison on bank robbery charges. He's the author of many books, including Bloodlines of the Illuminati. You do not want to miss this interview coming up in the second hour. Well, Congressman Tom Tancredo is outraged with Lord Bush, and of course, Congressman Tom Tancredo has been targeted by the Bush team publicly to go after him during his next reelection bid because he's against total blanket amnesty. Of course, 87% of Americans in major polls are against blanket total amnesty. 70% of Americans are against NAFTA and GATT and don't even know what the free trade area of the Americas is. It's much worse. So Bush is pushing all of it and saying, I've got a mandate. Yes, because the media didn't make it an issue in the campaign, because it really wasn't an issue, because your selected competition, your stage competition, and that stage boxing match or WWF wrestling is for all of this as well. The only difference is conservatives would have woken up to Kerry trying all this, they will salute it and love it under you. Bush revives bid to legalize illegal aliens. Remember, a week before 9/11, he had Vicente Fox traipsing around D.C., pushing for total amnesty. For 6 years, everyone who's here would be legal. Anyone who could get here would be legal, and companies could pay to bring in skilled and unskilled workers. There was even a government subsidy to help them pay to do it. Bush revives bid to legalize illegal aliens. President Bush yesterday moved aggressively to resurrect his plan to relax rules against illegal immigration, a move bound to anger conservatives just days after they helped reelect him. The president met privately in the Oval Office with Senator John McCain to discuss jump-starting a stalled White House initiative that would grant legal status to millions of immigrants who broke the law to enter the United States. This is by Bill Simon in the Washington Times, this article. The Arizona Republican is one of the Senate's most outspoken supporters of expanding guest worker programs and has introduced his own bill to offer a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. We are formulating plans for the legislative agenda next year, said White House political strategist Karl Rove. Oh, and immigration will be on that agenda. He added the president has a meeting this morning to discuss with a significant member of the Senate the prospect of immigration reform, and he's going to make it an important item. Well, so 30 million illegal aliens. The mainstream media says 20 million. It's over 30 million. That's conservative. Are in the country from China and Russia, predominantly Latin America, Africa. 100 years ago, you came in, you got checked for TB at Ellis Island. During the great age of immigration, we didn't get any more than 200,000 a year. Now it's about 3 million a year permanently coming and staying. And there's no TB checks, no nothing, and they'll work for $2 an hour driving down your wages, and they'll live 10 to a house, and then you try to go out and have two or three jobs for 10 bucks an hour, and you can't pay for the insurance, you can't pay the taxes, the property taxes, you can't pay to send your children to private school, much less hardly pay for their clothes for public school, because you live, you know, three or four to that little apartment. And there's an unwritten rule, I have this from high-level apartment managers, over, you know, whole cities, that they've been told illegal aliens are allowed to have as many as they want to an apartment. You leave them alone. Citizens, regardless of color, are to be kicked out immediately. We've been given covert federal funding to do this. You ask what covert federal funding? I've seen the documents. The covert federal funding is these big apartment chains have secretly, that is unannounced, gone under government housing. One-third of their housing is government housing. They don't tell you when you move into your apartment complex. That's happened, and it's covertly, selectively enforced. Just another side issue, just like illegal aliens and aliens of this country get 10 years of tax exemption to start their own business. Just like China has a 40% tariff on us on average, we have a 2% on them. It's impossible to compete. And remember Bush in his last State of the Union, he said, this is not an amnesty. This is not an amnesty. It's like the tanks at Waco knocking down whole parts of the building, shooting in CS gas and flashbangs, saying this is not an assault. Oh my goodness. Karl Rove continued, saying that the president had a meeting this morning to discuss with a significant member of the Senate the prospect of immigration reform, and he's going to make it an important item. While the president was huddling with Mr. McCain, Secretary of State Colin L. Powell was pushing the plan during a visit to Mexico City. You don't have to push it to them. They've openly called for it. The president remains committed to comprehensive immigration reform as a high priority to his second term. He told a meeting of the U.S.-Mexico Binational Commission, we will work closely with our Congress to achieve this goal, but key opponents in Congress said Mr. Bush's proposal isn't going anywhere. An amnesty by any other name is still amnesty, regardless of what the White House wants to call it, said Tom Tancrino, Colorado Republican and chairman of the Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus. Their amnesty plan was dead on arrival when they sent it to the Congress in January, and if they send it the same pig on with lipstick back to Congress next January, it will suffer the same fate, he said. Folks, we have 1,000 less Border Patrol on the southern border, hundreds less on the northern border. Bush lied again during the debates and said we've got more. It's just not true. We've had the head of the Border Patrol union on this year covering that. They've actually cut Border Patrol's funding, cut the pay they get, and said, but if you go be a member of Homeland Security or Air Marshals, you get $24,000 extra the moment you go into training on top of what you were being paid in the Border Patrol. Then they said, you're not allowed to stop illegals in these certain areas, and you've got to just go out and pick up trash all day in the hot desert. Go pick up garbage, Coke cans, bags on the side of the road, and you're only allowed to look left or right, whatever area we tell you. If you see illegals to your left, you can't even call on the radio about them. That's public. It's designed. By the way, last year, they had the second annual meeting of a bilateral Congress in Mexico, and they've been having these, and now they're having more of them. See, it's the Pan-American Union already. And the average American doesn't even know what that is. All right, Dion in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
I'm a young guy. I'm only 23 years old. I've been watching you since my teen years on Access Channel 16 in Austin. I actually called. And I'm laughing because I called in response to a caller that called you yesterday. I'll be very quick and pointed with this. He called you in regard to the names of God and all this esoteric stuff and all of that. Look, I want it to be known here. One point is this, is that the leaders and rulers of this world who happen not only to be fleshly, but wicked rulers of this world, happen to be very intelligent and smart in duping the people about these esoteric issues of names and angels and rites and rituals and all of that stuff. And hello?
Yeah, you just hit your phone button.
Okay, I'm sorry. And my second point is this. I wanted to read Revelation 17:4, just very pointed and go into the Greek stuff here, because That caller's call was very unnecessary and uncalled for in relation to what it is that you're trying to do and exposing the New World Order, who is very tied into the beast.
Well, the point is, people will complain about my demeanor or
right. What
I do. It's not about me. The fight is out
exactly.
There, folks. But people disassociate from the big threats psychologically and then try to attack the messenger.
Well, it's like, you know, truth is truth, whether, you know, whoever's telling it to you. If a bomb, my father used to tell me, if a bum on the side of the street tells you it's a blue sky on a sunny day, are you not going to believe him because he's a bum? Of course you are. Revelation 17:4. And the woman was arrayed with purple and scarlet, decked with gold, precious stone, pearls, having a cup of gold in her hand, yada, yada, yada. And a name written, a secret, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations on earth. The Greek word used in 1715 was mysterion, which meant something that was secret and simply something that was not known at all. In the old Greek, mystery, secret rites, only the initiated ones, or mustai, knew the secrets. Mysteria, the process of initiation, was described by the verb museo or mua, which had to do with having a shut mouth, being by oaths or threats of force to keep things secret without revealing anything to the uninitiated ones, the a musterostar. In ancient Greece or in ancient Rome or ancient Persia or in the founding days of America, it was often the upper ruling class people who were often initiated. Thus, even in those days, the mysteria worked as a secret club for men of power. Likewise, you know, in our day, there are secretive organizations of that kind, such as, you know, Freemasonry, Skull and Bones, whatever, and so on, where the initiated ones, mostly people from the middle or upper classes, well, generally the very upper class, are not allowed to reveal anything about the organization's internal doings or real goals.
And the modern version of this is our intelligence agencies.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call. Dion, got to let you go. Really good points. I appreciate the call. Johnny, Robert, and many others, your calls are coming up and a lot more news. I'd like to hear you comment on Bush. He wants totally open borders. He's got the power to do it. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 150 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Mondays through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com, as well as global shortwave at 9.985 WWCR and back from 9 to midnight Central at 3210. Bunch of news coming up in the next segment, but right now let's go back to the calls. Johnny in Canada. Johnny, welcome.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to make a few points. I was watching my local news last night up here in Vancouver, and they were talking about the influx of American calls to Canada immigration, about 100,000 the day after the elections down south.
Yeah, Canada, New Zealand, Australia, England, France, all have reported massive requests to immigrate, just hundreds of thousands of calls per country And yes, I have all those articles right here. What you're saying is accurate.
And not only that, I have a friend who is a big-time construction builder for like homes in Vancouver here, and he's building a 18,000 square foot home for a friend of George Senior. Kind of odd, you know, to have somebody with that much money coming up to Vancouver, Canada, make a home that big.
Well, let me tell you something. All over the Caribbean, these little private islands, places off the coast of Honduras, islands there, huge armored compounds have been under construction in the last 5 years. This is before 9/11. And former CIA deputy directors, Fortune 500 CEOs, they are evacuating en masse out of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the globalists do have a plan on the table. I don't know if they'll implement it to release smallpox, to nuke major cities, to really bring us under martial law, to break freedoms back for good, to train us to accept national draft, mass arrest, giant FEMA camps, hell on earth in America. And you notice that before they do this, they're moving all the factories off the country. They're destroying the dollar. They're sucking it all dry first.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they may go ahead and do it.
Yeah. Another thing, your video, 9/11, I guess, Road to Tyranny. I've got your video, and I took it upon myself to go downtown here, and I took 20 copies with me, some signs, your website, and there's quite a bit of support for your video. A lot of people have it. Well, 20 people have it now, and I'm looking at possibly doing a mass viewing at a local theater here in Vancouver.
That is very exciting. I mean, to see you, what, you go to the city council or something?
God, no. Like, they're corrupt anyways. I mean, our
Vancouver, you're saying you took it downtown.
Downtown in front of the art gallery, you know, in front of people, you know, I had signs up. I was kind of like my own little mini protest, you know. And it probably is very small on the scale of action, but 20 more people have your video. And
no, I mean, I wouldn't say it is, because if those 20 watch it, most of them will wake up. Some of them will go on to warn others like you've done, mm-hmm. and that's an unstoppable force.
Our city, Vancouver, is probably in Canada the biggest police city in Canada. Like, our police has control over the city, where they've pretty much said at New Year's, we don't want you in the downtown core unless you have somewhere to be. Like, our city council is run by the police, or vice versa. So,
and don't they wear gray uniforms and big black knee-high boots in Vancouver?
No, they were all black. And
well, I've got footage from Vancouver. Was that some federal detail where it's all these guys in gray uniforms with the knee-high black boots?
I can't recall if probably the SWAT or something, but our police is always in the news for assaults on people. We had a Guns N' Roses riot where a father was assaulted along with his daughter. You know, they were trying to get out of this riot, and the police just came up and batoned them in the face, and they're suing the police and everything. But yeah, Vancouver's I would say one of the most restricted you know, areas in Canada.
Well, listen, keep it up, Johnny, and God bless. Take care. Robert in Colorado, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Very much for taking my call, Alex. I appreciate what
you're
doing.
You bet, Robert. Good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Couple points. First off, yes, your comments on Bush and his desire to give amnesty to legal aliens. Good. What he's trying to run the country right into the ground. He's doing that by letting people cross the border at will, taking jobs for pennies on the dollar, which will then kill our economy. So be clear what's going on there. I watched the CIA video on the website the other day, with the five former CIA operatives talking about their past.
Yeah, prisonplanet.tv, yes.
Yeah, man, that was some footage.
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up your other points when we get back, Robert. Then we'll talk to KC and other Robert, Fred, many others. Wide open phones, a ton of news, and a great guest coming up. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. We'll finish up with Robert on the other side, then plunge into some news and more calls. I just love freedom, and the globalists don't love freedom, and they're going to enslave us if we don't stand against them. We have a chance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How would you like to lose weight 24 hours a day? Now you can with the all-new Slim Sculpt Weight Loss System. Let your body's metabolism burn the fat for you. It's fast and easy. Start with Slim Sculpt's 48-hour diet juice to quickly lose up to 10 pounds in 2 days. Then take the daily Slim Sculpt tablets to boost your metabolism and curb your appetite. And use the amazing weight-burning cream to sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, and tummy into the body of your dreams. Follow our system and we guarantee you'll lose weight fast and keep it off. The Slim Sculpt system is tested and proven effective to lose weight fast and keep it off for men and women.
Call right now and get a free month's supply with every order. 800-275-0359. We guarantee you'll lose weight with Slim Sculpt. So call right now for the risk-free offer. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359. 800-275-0359.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I tried glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
All right, coming up, more of your calls. We'll also get into the battle for Fallujah that looks like it's going well for the oil company forces. Again, I'm not against the troops. I'm just being honest about who they work for. Also, Bush's attorney general pick may be down to Gonzalez and Thompson. We will then get into a whole stack of police state news here as well. But let's let Robert in Colorado finish up what he was saying before we move on. Robert, you were making your second point. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just finished watching the other day, the CIA video you have on the prisonplanet.tv about the former CIA operatives and talking about their past as career CIA, things they did, things they watched, and this opening meeting. Yeah, we went to countries and set up operations. We watched people be killed. We murdered. We did this, did that. Just amazing. CIA is a higher organization, and they just go into countries and take over and kill, and it just doesn't matter. So,
and by the way, they go into countries that are pro-America, anti-communist, and once the country works with them, they then go ahead and overthrow it, too, so they can have it all.
Sure, exactly. Two last quick points. One, you just mentioned, you mentioned Daniel Thompson, Larry Thompson, who, if he becomes the Attorney General, would be the first minority African-American Attorney General. Any significance to that if he's appointed, or does it really matter who's the AG?
It doesn't matter. They're total puppets.
That's what I thought. Last thing, when you were with George Nuri last week on Coast to Coast, you kind of alluded to comparing our healthcare system, HMOs and so forth, to Canada's healthcare system, and that I think what you said, correct me if I'm wrong, that Canada's really isn't much better than ours. I always thought it was a pretty good system because I thought they had what is quote-unquote called socialized medicine, where everyone has a health card. You pay $5 a month or $5 a visit. You get all the health care you need, no restrictions of whatever race or money or economic standing doesn't matter. Am I completely wrong?
I know for really detailed, complex procedures, a lot of rich Canadians come down here. Mm-hmm. I know that over time the socialist systems always fall apart. A lot of British have their own health care that they pay for in England or they come here. And what we have is socialism for the rich. They socialize our money, then give it to themselves, and it's not free market. So we kind of have a crony capitalist scam system in the U.S., and then in Canada, you've got a system with major problems, too.
But common people who make $30,000, $40,000 a year can get health care without too much problems, or is that not really correct either?
Well, that's kind of really from what I'm Canadians calling to the show. We've heard from them. They don't like it. Some of them do.
So it's not necessarily a panacea either for them.
Well, the problem is, look, take England now. Let's say you were a smoker. Well, we're not going to give you that lung surgery you need. Or people have brain tumors. There's a year and a half waiting list. I mean, I've watched Tony Blair admit it in the House of Commons, and he says that's, well, we've gotten it down from a year and a half to 10 months. You do not want socialist health care. We used to have the best health care system in the world. Everybody could get health care. We had all the big developments because we were purely free market. The more we leave that, the more problems we have. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
You bet, my friend. Good to hear from you. KC and Robert and Fred and Mike and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes, then I'll get into the battle for Fallujah and a lot of other news before our guest comes on. But I want to tell you a story. Last Friday, a caller called in and said, Alex, have you smelt and tasted the water in Austin, Texas? He says it totally stinks now, and it's never stunk. You know, it tastes bad, but better than some cities. And I said, you know, it's funny you say that. I mentioned it to my wife when I was, you know, washing dishes off before I put them in the washing machine that the water stunk. Then last night I was at the TV station, and Mike Hansen took a drink out of it and went, ugh, and spit it out of the water fountain and said, you know, he's been drinking out of that water fountain. I occasionally drink out of it when I don't have a Berkey sports bottle with me for, you know, for a decade. It's never tasted like that. Then I go to Threadgill's. For good Southern cooking, to eat dinner last night after the TV show. And I'm there, and I said to her, I said, well, I never drink water anyways unless it's filtered, but I guess maybe I'll have some water. And she goes, are you sure you want the water? And I said, what do you mean? She goes, everybody's saying it stinks and tastes bad. And the guy I was eating dinner with, Kevin, said, yeah, a bunch of people have been saying it stinks and tastes bad. I've tasted it. So this is everywhere. Something's going on with the water. And it smells and tastes, you know that smell of sewage when a river gets sewage dumped in it, you drive over a bridge and you smell it, that acrid sewage smell? That's what the water in Austin right now, and everybody's been calling me about it now, and I'm getting emails about it. Number one, folks, it's full of pesticides, herbicides, mercury, lead, the sodium fluoride, then bonds with different dead bacteria and enzymes, the chlorine. Why would any of you drink tap water? Why would you not filter your water? It's crazy. I mean, why trust this government? Remember Vioxx recall? Now it's come out for 5 years. They knew what Vioxx was doing, that it made the heart disintegrate, but they covered it up. I mean, they even found this out, again, back in the late 1990s, but they covered it up. It's just like they know Prozac makes kids commit suicide. They covered that up. Why do you trust anything these corporations or this government does? Take control of your life. Debbie Morrow joining us here. Debbie, I hope people will call you and get a big Berkey, a Berkey Light, a black Berkey Element, or the old British Berkey. The Berkey Light with the black element, even better, is made here in America. I don't know why they don't get sports bottles that filter the water to take to work. I don't know why people know what's going on, but they can't even take control in this one area that gives them so much power over their own lives, Debbie.
You know, Alex, I don't know why either, because normally it's such a simple thing to take care of your drinking water. And, you know, sometimes it's the simple things that people put last on their priorities. And yet the Berkey not only will help you take control of your health, but it's very cost-effective, too, and that's a really important thing for people to realize.
What is it, 25 cents a day if you average out the life of the filters?
Oh, I think it's even less than that. I was thinking it was like 5 cents a day. I had a customer call me last week, and she said when she did her budget for the year, she had saved $3,000 in spending money because she bought the Berkey.
Before I got a Berkey, the British Berkey, back in 99, my first one, I've since bought about 8 of them, 3 or 4 for myself, others for gifts. I would buy 2 or 3 bottles of water a day.
Correct.
And it turns out the bottled water in some cases is more dangerous than tap water. It is tap water.
Yeah, it really is in a lot of cases. And there have been studies shown on bottled water that the water has bacteria in it, you know. And you can read about it. Regular news has reports.
Well, what was it, 3 years ago, a couple people died in New York from Dannon water?
Yep, that's true. And people have died from faucet water, and I'm so surprised when you said you all drink out of the faucet occasionally at the studio, because I go to the gym.
Well, you know how it is. You forget to bring a bottle with water that's been filtered from home. Your throat's dry. I'll go take a quick slurp, a small portion of fluoride.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I keep your Berkey Sport with you. When I go to the gym, I always take my Berkey Sport.
Well, so do I. I mean, I've got one sitting here right beside me, but sometimes I forget.
Yeah, well, I'm just going to have to.
When you go to a restaurant, you want some iced tea. And.
Yeah. Well, the Berkey products really are great. If you are considering taking good care of your health, then I highly recommend getting the Berkey. And also it helps support your radio station, you know, in your airtime, your shortwave airtime, which
that's
is
right.
Important.
Our global international outreach, the one sponsor for it is the New Millennium Concepts, and it's made in America, the sports Berkeys and the Berkey Light with the black elements. You can buy the British Berkfell if you like that model in stainless steel with the white elements. But the black element is a new standard tested by major universities. You've got one special with the Berkey light without the LED lights for $199 with one free gift, $259 with the LEDs that burn for 14 years continuously with two free gifts. Give Debbie a call or ask about the sports bottles. Great gifts to give. 1-888-803-4438, 888-803-4438. Or BerkeyWater.com and tell them it's the Alex Jones special there in the comments section and what free gift you want at BerkeyWater.com or go through InfoWars.com as well or simply call toll free 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, thanks for coming on and thanks for the great job you do.
Oh, thank you, Alex. Have a wonderful day and God bless.
You're awesome. Take care. And again, folks, I put my money where my mouth is. I have given a lot of family and friends Berkeys. I buy them myself and give them as gifts. And people use them and thank me for them. 1-888-803-4438. All right, let's go back to the calls. Thank you for holding. Let's go ahead now and talk to KC. KC's calling from Minnesota. Welcome, KC.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know I just got off the phone with Doug Klein from, he's a vice president and general counsel for Taser International. And the reason for me calling them, I just want to get down to the bottom of the non-lethal technology cloak that they're using to...
That they admit have killed 70 people. That's their own public statement.
Exactly. I found out that, you know, within the DOD's definition of non-lethal technology, it specifically states it's important to note that Department of Defense policy does not require or expect non-lethal weapons to have a zero probability of...
They actually, the real casualties. Name for them is less lethal weapons.
Exactly. So I just wanted to get some advice from you on how can we try to compel these companies, these taser companies, from not using that corrupted definition to capitalize off of being...
I think it is false advertising that they sell these as less lethal and, you know, now somebody gets belligerent with the cops and they taser you 3 times. In fact, in Road to Tyranny, we have video of our listeners from the Sky Chopper when he was there in Arizona. He gets pulled over. They tell him, get out of the car. He does nothing wrong, and the police admitted this. And they go ahead and taser him 3 times. And when he's on the ground, let a German Shepherd chew on him, all because the cop saw a compound bow, a hunting bow, in the back of the RV. And so just because he might be a threat, they went ahead and tasered him three times, and he's flopping around with the police dog enjoying itself. I mean, it's, you know, cops, if you want to go hunt people, you know, go join the Chinese military or something. I mean, really, this is hunting people.
Do you know if NTIC has anything to do with the tasers? It says a non-lethal technology innovation center was created by a grant from the Joint Non-Lethal Weapons Directorate to affect the next generation of non-lethal capabilities by identifying and promoting the development of innovative concepts, materials, and technologies with academic community.
Yeah, I'm aware of that organization. Let me tell you what this is really all about.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you know this. A bigger facet of less lethal weapons is that they want to train the police in their federally issued Darth Vader outfits, the ski mask, the armored face mask, the armored Darth Vader outfits. I mean, some of them even have, like, little black capes they wear. They claim that cover up their equipment behind them so you can't grab it. Yes, I'm not joking, folks. We have photos of them now wearing black capes. It's getting too crazy. All federally issued and paid for with Homeland Security grants in Miami earlier this year, you know, for that whole thing where they attacked innocent, union workers and federal judges and AP reporters. They spent tens of millions of dollars from the defense budget, Defense Department Iraq budget to do that. What this is about is training the public, the news cameras, the police, that the image of police shooting at peaceful people is acceptable. So it's part of a desensitization campaign. And now they're announcing, ooh, we've got sound wave weapons and microwave guns deployed to cities, and we've got emergency roundup centers in every major city. Just used them in New York. And so that's really what this is all about, is training everybody to see these weapons used.
A couple other things I'd like to mention is that I definitely commend that Johnny from Vancouver for getting out and, you know, taking a part in his community and trying to get, you know, information out to people. I think it's very important that people in Austin, they check their tap water, you know, get it examined or something and find out what's going on with that before that becomes a problem for people.
Well, I mean, I grew up in Dallas, and the water tasted like gasoline. Houston's even worse. But Austin's always had, you know, decent tap water, except for adding chlorine and fluoride. You know, it's aquifer water. But it tastes and smells like sewage.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tasted like this for a couple weeks, and it seems to be getting worse. And people have called the news, and they go, we don't know what you're talking about.
Do you have any idea on how I can further address this taser issue locally? I plan on calling one of the trainers at the local police department to ask them.
Well, they're in Scottsdale, Arizona, aren't they?
Which one?
Taser is based there.
Oh, the Taser International. I'm not sure where that's from.
But, no, I mean, I would point out that a lot of people are dying from these.
Because
it seems like every week somebody's dying now from them because they're using them so much.
He used an analogy about them tasering an anesthetized pig because it most closely out of mammals resembles a human. And then I tried to point out to the difference. When you taser something anesthetized, there's no resistance. But when you taser somebody that may or may not be on drugs, who is obviously, you know, in fear and in panic and maybe, you know, resisting being tased by the police, it can cause a death, you know, 20, 30 minutes later.
No, I hear you. I appreciate the call. This is my final comment on this. Overall, police pull their guns all the time and shoot people that are just arguing with them, you know, hotheads, usually young cops. And so maybe it is better that the hotheads are just going to taser you instead of shooting you. But then there's the other side of that that needs to be studied. This will also make the police more apt to go ahead and pull the taser weapon for people who've done nothing wrong. So it kind of gets them trained to go ahead and pull a weapon. I don't know. It needs to be studied. But certainly, you know, the footage of after a hurricane, 14 days after, this guy's dogs are, you know, at the house, and he dumped a bag of dog food on the ground and filled up a bunch of big bowls of water and left because he didn't have room in the car for all his children and his wife and the dogs and the cat. And so he came back 14 days later, and he said, look, let me in. I don't have money for hotels. I'm broke. You know, middle-class guy in his minivan. And he's arguing with him. He just gets out and argues, and he's waving his hands going, come on, let me through. And the cops taser him twice, and he falls on his head on the concrete. That's what kills people a lot, is they just, bam, you know, you get tasered, you fall back from 6 feet, and you hit your head and get a get a serious concussion and get brain damaged or die. Or they taser, you know, some 55-year-old man who didn't know he had a couple arteries clogged and it makes the heart seize up and they die. That's what a lot of this is. And, you know, there's no excuse to taser people because they argue with you. I mean, it's just crazy. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in California. Robert, go ahead.
Alex, you're a great American patriot.
No, you are. Go ahead.
I'm losing my mind. I live in California. I was born in Texas, and they're fluoridating our water, so I'll try to be articulate.
Arnold passed a law to ensure your health.
I know they love
level.
Them so very much. Hey, I wanted to talk about Texas because I think it's so important. Is it true that Texas is a sovereign country? Because I've heard that for years, and it's only by de facto that the federal government puts bases there, and so you have to comply?
That is true. I tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it on the other side with Robert in California, then Fred, Mike, and others. 1-800-259-9231. And Patricia Springmeier, wife of Rick Springmeier, is going to be joining us in the next hour.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Jones here, back live. Honored and blessed to be your host. Humbled. Let's go ahead and go back to Robert in California making some points. Go ahead, Robert.
Again, Alex, I'm one of your subscribers. I've watched everything you've put together so far. And the other caller who was just mentioning the CIA documentary, some of those operatives started a new problem reaction solution program in Austin yesterday. You probably heard about it. The so-called hijacker, carjacker gang took a car, shot up with automatic weapons, 7 police cars. They didn't fire a single shot back. Then they hijacked another car on the freeway, shot up 3 more police cars, and the cops said, oh, they got away in all the confusion. Just like, remember 4 years ago in L.A., when the cops wanted to reinforce the assault weapons ban and get automatic weapons for all the police, they sent in a few Manchurian candidates into that bank with AKs. They shot up the place and then waited for the cops to come and kill them in the middle of the street. You recall that?
I know they do it over and over again.
Well, this was headline news yesterday. Just in the middle of the freeway with them shooting up cop cars with automatic weapons. So I'm surprised you didn't hear about that one yet, but I got the scoop.
No, I've got the article. It's just...
it's
you
incredible.
Know, the point is, no matter what goes on with guns, that's more reason that we, the citizens, should own them. Because you can't trust the criminals to have them. You can't trust the government to have them. But criminals and the government are going to have them. So we, the people, who are your boss's government, are going to have guns.
Well, Ashcroft just quit. Now they got the Alberto Gonzalez replacement. So I guess he'll make sure that those automatic weapons in Austin and Dallas and all over Texas are confiscated so everybody's safer. Because Texas is a, talk about this for a second, is a sovereign country. I don't think most Americans realize that.
No, you're absolutely right. And this case is very, very suspicious. But, you know, in the long run, we're going to win this fight. The New World Order isn't going to get away with what they're doing. Thanks for the call, Robert. I appreciate it. Before I end this hour, and we're going to come back with Patricia Springmeier, but we'll go to your calls early in the hour. I'm also going to just... right up front, get into the battle for Fallujah and the things that are happening there. So you don't want to miss the second hour. And we'll, of course, continue with your calls at 1-800-259-9231. I do want to encourage everybody to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and sign up to watch all of my 11 films, a bunch of other documentary films we posted there, my weekly TV reports, and, of course, you can also read my book, Paul Watson's book, all of that for 15 cents a day. Sign up for a month, it's 19 cents a day. Sign up for a year, it's 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv if you're online. Also, if you're online, go to Infowars.com and go to the secure online shopping cart and watch free clips of my films. Look at all the new specials we're offering. 4 9/11 videos, different titles, and a book for $59.95, a $53 discount. We call that the 9/11 Inside Job Special. You can get my new video, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 04 for $19.95. Each additional copy is only $5.95 to give as gifts. Same thing with 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, almost 3 hours long, $24.95. Each additional copy, $5.95 to get 3 or 4 copies. And get them out to people. Give them as gifts. Toll-free number to order any of the films or books, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, 1-888-253-3139. Or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Second hour, a great guest, your calls, a ton of news straight ahead, so be sure and stay with us. We'll be right back.